1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For yourselves, brothers, know our entrance into you that it was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before and were shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God with a lot of opposition. For our preaching was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed by God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tests our hearts. For we didn't at any time use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor from men did we seek glory, neither from you nor yet from others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse cherishes her children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have given to you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we didn't want to be indebted to any of you, we preached to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged each one of you, like a father does his children, so that you'd walk worthy of God, who has called you to his kingdom and glory. For this reason also we thank God without stopping, because when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, that effectively works in you that also that believe. For you, brothers, became followers of the churches of God that in Judea are in Christ Jesus, for you also have suffered similar things from your own countrymen, just as they have from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they don't please God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, so that they'd be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the anger has come on them to the maximum. But we, brothers, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, tried the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. So when we would have come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Aren't even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.